If you get your news from the mainstream media, you might not have heard yet of Occupy Wall Street. In New York City, protesters descended on the area around the New York Stock Exchange on Saturday, the 17th of September, and have been there ever since, just like the occupation of Tahrir Square in Egypt. Protesters have been based out of a nearby park which has been renamed Liberty Square and is being held 24 hours a day. The police have responded by closing the portion of Wall Street around the primary target, the New York Stock Exchange. Now the banksters have to pass through police checkpoints to get to work there, just like during an IMF meeting here. The difference is, this will go on for weeks, months, the schedule goes well into next year. The first few days saw some ugly police brutality, including a cop sitting on someone's chest while an asthma attack nearly choked him to death on Tuesday, the 20th of September.
He can't breathe!
Saturday, the 24th of September, however, saw the worst police brutality against protesters in New York in years as the NYPD tried and failed to stop the protests. At one point, as the New York pigs were in the street, marching in a line carrying the orange construction fencing they were going to use to pen up protesters, and protesters didn't right away realize what was about to happen, suddenly you could hear one of the senior cops yelling, "Hey guys, everybody lock somebody up."
Everybody lock somebody up.
It's a little hard to hear, so here it is again. That was just before the New York pigs on the 24th of September stretched out orange construction netting around a bunch of women in the Occupy Wall Street protest and arrested everybody inside. Any bystanders would be trapped with the protesters, just like they did during the 2004 Republican National Convention in which George W. Bush was renominated. Between 80 and 100 people were arrested in all for nothing more than being in the area of the protest. Next, a New York cop named Anthony Bologna suddenly opened fire with pepper spray or mace, hitting at least five women in the penned up area. Anthony Bologna, you're a stinking piece of New York pig shit. Here is Anthony Bologna's personal information found by the hacker group Anonymous. Name, Anthony V. Bologna. Phone, 518-989-9051. Lives at number 5 Sawyer Avenue, presumably in New York. Repeat, name, Anthony V. Bologna. Phone, 518-989-9051. Lives at number 5 Sawyer Avenue, presumably in New York. None of this police brutality and just plain baloney has been able to stop protests. Despite the brutality you just heard, despite buckets of rain last week, police attacks triggered by using tarps to protect equipment, and over $1,000 worth of electronics destroyed by, quote, rain concrete cops, protesters are still out there. Wall Street is still occupied, and the banksters still have to show ID to pass through the massive police barricades and get into the stock exchange. The published schedule for Occupy Wall Street extends at least to March 2012, and the protesters show no signs of giving up. As long as Liberty Square is occupied, as long as protesters stage marches on the Wall Street perimeter, the New York cops have to keep up the baloney at the checkpoints. That has got to be bad for a stock trader's psychology. Their number one worry is that Greece, Portugal, and Ireland will default on their so-called debts under pressure from protesters. Having to run the gauntlet of both protesters and police barricades just to get to the stock exchange has got to be a strong reminder of that probability. Is it any wonder the stock exchange had their worst week in 3 years last week? Occupy Wall Street will go on. The banksters making billions in untaxed cash and bonuses will not. Brothers everywhere.